Officials in Sri Lanka said today more than 15,000 civilians have fled Sri Lanka's northern war zone over the last 3 days as government forces appeared poised to crush the separatist Tamil Tigers. Meanwhile, attacks in the north killed at least 21 rebels over the weekend, according to the military. The military's relentless offensive in recent months has almost routed the rebels, virtually ending their 25-year-old war for a separate Tamil nation. Pope Benedict and international organizations, including the Red Cross, have urged both sides to let the non-combatants out of the conflict zone. ICRC spokesperson Simon Shorno told us more about the civilians and medical staff stranded behind rebel lines.
One of our teams accompanied about 300 to 400 patients to leave the hospital after it was shelled repeatedly and found themselves in a little village near the coast. And now we have a situation where we have over 300 patients with no medical care whatsoever, in need of medical care and protection, stuck along with our team. They moved into a community center and a school in the area. So they have a place, a shelter, if you will. But those are patients. We need doctors. We need medical care. We need supplies. And at this point, it's just not possible to bring those into the conflict zone. Simply the level of hostilities, the violence, the continuous shelling in the area, it makes it just impossible for us to move around and to bring in supplies. And so we're in a situation where we've been calling to the parties to allow for a ceasefire that can allow those patients, those doctors, to come out of the area. This has not taken place yet.